From water to electricity now, and in a moment back to Dallas. First, in Australia last weekend, they turned off the lights in Sydney. Now, this is a city of 4 million people. It's got a glittery downtown, the famous Opera House, but the lights were all off for an hour at the request of the mayor as a way of asking people to think about global warming. They've also tried this in Japan.
Well, what about this country and our bright city lights? Remember the Jimmy Dale Gilmore song called Dallas?
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC 9-5? Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jumbo, but Dallas is a beautiful light.
And so, why not make the phone call to Dallas? To the mayor. She is Laura Miller. Mayor Miller, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think about when you hear about the cities going dark at night, sort of a trend, making a statement, maybe even starting something that could move on to something bigger in terms of saving energy? What do you think?
I think it's wonderful. I think right now in America, the place where there is most progress being made on energy conservation and being progressive and innovative is the cities.
Well, have you suggested turning out the lights in Dallas at least for one night?
You know, I haven't. I think that would be quite a shock to the ninth largest city in America because we are the fossil fuel capital of the world. So I think if I told everyone to turn the lights off, they'd think I'd lost my mind. But it's a great thing, and I'm glad to see it.
What is the real iconic building on that skyline? Dallas is known as the Emerald City on the prairie, I understand. And the real icon there in terms of light would be one of the bank towers?
Yes, it's the Bank of America Tower. It's 63 stories tall. It's very, very large and all outlined in green neon. So it really is the Emerald City on the prairie.
When you see the skyline, when you look at the buildings at night, how many of those lights that are on make sense in terms of safety or efficiency that they have to be on? And how many are just really for the great look?
Oh, most of them are for the great look. And I don't mind so much outlining the buildings. I think that's very dramatic, but certainly we're like a lot of other cities where people leave at 5 o'clock to go home and they leave their office light on and no one ever turns it off. And in that way, of course, we waste as much electricity as a lot of other folks.
But surely some of the buildings are lit just as a matter of policy.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, some buildings are. But, I Dallas is very progressive on a number of fronts. None of the buildings that we build anymore with our taxpayer money are anything less than LEED certified. Just incredibly highly energy efficient.
But as you suggested, there are people in Texas who would say, she's not going to turn off those lights in those buildings and be elected mayor again.
Well, I don't have to worry about that because I leave office June 25th.
Well, you got a great chance then.
Well, no, listen, I think it's a great idea, and I think it would be fun. But, you know, one of the reasons that in the back of my mind I'm nervous about turning off the lights is that we've had this enormous, wonderful grassroots effort to stop the construction of new pulverized coal plants in Texas because, unfortunately, our energy companies proposed doubling the number of coal plants in our state last year. And we rose up together, elected officials, to fight it back. But their mantra, especially TXU, which is our predominant utility here in North Texas, they said, if you don't build these old-style pulverized coal plants, then the lights will go out in Texas. So literally, as we've reached the peak of that fight here in the last few months, if we were to turn the lights off now, everyone would assume it was because it was true that because we didn't build the coal plants, we're dark.
Laura Miller is the mayor of Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Mayor Miller.
Oh, you're very welcome.